Lights, cameras, action. Introduction. The capabilities of PowerPoint have developed alongside the technology that it runs on. When first released, PowerPoint was designed to augment physical transparencies and slides that were projected onto a screen from a projector. As digital monitors and live feeds became available, PowerPoint replaced physical slides entirely, and the classic slideshow came into being. As technology developed further, it became possible to store vast amounts of data in a single slide, and PowerPoint was able to introduce audio and visual elements to create more immersive presentations. Business cases for multimedia. Even the most standard of presentations now use multimedia. What would a business have to gain by incorporating multimedia into their presentations? A number of things. For starters, adding sound effects to a presentation, when tastefully done, can make it jump off the screen and engage the user. You'd be surprised how far a little sound goes in tricking the imagination to buy into a presentation storyline. Simply the sound of a lightsaber cutting through space can be enough to convince your audience that they are on the set of Star Wars. Even if you're not trying to leverage your audience's imagination, embedded sounds in the form of recorded speech allows for variation in the way that the audience is engaged. Instead of reading or listening to the presenter for an entire presentation, an expert, famous, or dynamic speaker can take over for a while in the form of a video or audio clip to keep things moving along. Yet another reason to turn on multimedia is convenience and flexibility. Perhaps you can't make a presentation in person and don't want to resort to a text-only pitch deck. You can still speak directly to your employees through a video presentation, even if they find themselves on the other side of the world. Finally, we have to start considering the uses of PowerPoint outside of simply presenting. PowerPoint is so powerful as a multimedia medium that it is often used in the initial stages of product design and development, including the creation of wireframes, mockups, and prototypes. Wireframe. A wireframe is an initial design document for a new website or software, outlining the most essential design elements of the product's user interface. Comparable to the blueprint of a building, it lays out the basic design structure to pave the way for more detailed design work. This is the first design document created when making a new website or piece of software. Mockup. A mockup is a visual way of representing a product. It goes further than the wireframe, in that it shows how the new product will look in detail. It's useful for selecting a product's color scheme, style, branding, and typography, but is still only screens and not a clickable product. Prototype. A prototype actually looks like a finished product. It is clickable and allows a user to seemingly walk through a real interaction with your new website or software. However, it is just a dummy product and not actually functional. PowerPoint can be used for developing a simple prototype as users click on hotspots or specific locations on each slide to move to another slide that has been linked to that location of the slide. We'll learn more about this later in the course. However, when these hotspots are combined with audio and visual multimedia, PowerPoint can become an even more powerful tool for prototyping. If you want to create a highly realistic prototype, you may want to use industry leaders such as Sketch, Azure, Adobe XS, or InVision Studio. But if you want to create a functional prototype quickly, without acquiring additional skills, you can be certain that PowerPoint is a good option for you. Planning a multimedia presentation. Designing a multimedia presentation takes meticulous planning and foresight. Otherwise, multimedia can become a hindrance rather than an advantage. For example, adding an amusing music clip at the beginning of every slide may sound like a good idea, but in practice, it will become very annoying very quickly. The trick in planning a multimedia presentation is to make judicious use of audio and video to augment a traditional presentation rather than replace it. If you are hoping to replace a presentation entirely with video, why not just make a video? When designing a multimedia presentation, consider the following. What audio files are suitable for my presentation, given its content and theme? What content is best suited to a video presentation? How much audio and visual multimedia is needed to create variety in my slideshow? How much audio and visual multimedia will be overload and make my presentation long and unprofessional? How long should each audio and video clip be? If recording content, what should be said in each audio and video clip? There are more things to consider when choosing the content of your audio and video multimedia. Do you want to use multimedia for the heavier parts of your content, such as scientific explanations, or to lighten up your presentation with some amusing comedic interludes? The choices you make in planning the multimedia elements of your presentation will have a significant impact on its look and feel. As our language organization has grown to 5 offices in 4 different countries, we've decided to revisit our onboarding presentation and add some audio and video so that it can be used remotely while still connecting new employees with the central office and original motivations of the company. We are planning to add the following to our presentation: a cartoon animation of the company logo at the beginning of the presentation, a 2-minute speech from the founder of the company, buttons on specific slides that allow the new employee to learn the slide words in Spanish. These elements have been chosen based on the language brand as a provider of games for learning languages. Each multimedia element serves to immerse the viewer in a game-like environment or connect them to the vision of the original team. Let's get started on revamping our language presentation. Sound. Let's start by adding some interactive features to each slide that allow a new employee to learn some new words in Spanish, our most popularly studied language, as they work through the presentation. It's a little gimmicky, but hey, it's fun, sets the tone of our language workplace, and emphasizes our passion for learning a new language. We'll need to add buttons to each slide with the word or phrase being learned in a foreign language, then add audio files to our presentation. We'll assume they have already been created, and have them play when each button is clicked. Buttons. In other words, we're going to be creating action buttons. Action buttons are shapes or images that have been linked to a specific action that is launched when they are clicked. They are commonly used to move to the next or previous slide or play an audio or video clip. You can also link action buttons to an entirely different PowerPoint presentation or a website. In that case, clicking it will open the separate file or website in PowerPoint or in your computer's default browser. When you start integrating multimedia in your presentations, action buttons become integral. They are also the secret to creating a mock-up or prototype using PowerPoint. While it looks and feels like the user is using a real website or piece of software, in actual fact, they are simply clicking on action buttons, taking them to another slide of the slideshow, designed to look like the next screen of the website or software. To add an action button to a slideshow, we can follow the following steps. Step 1. Select a button. Some examples of built-in action button shapes provided by PowerPoint are the right and left arrows, play buttons, and more. These buttons are included in a separate action buttons section of the shapes gallery. For our purposes, using a call-out shape as a button would work. We can put it next to any word that we would like our new employee to learn in Spanish. Step 2. Create your action button. Once you have selected the shape or image you would like to use, choose a location on the slide and then drag to draw the shape for the button. Double-click on the button to add any text you would like to appear on the button. Step 3. Add an action. With your new button selected, click on the Actions button in the Links group of the Insert tab to access the Action Settings dialog box and set your button to link to another slide, run a program, and more. We'll be playing a sound. You can click the mouse over button to have the sound play whenever the user's mouse moves over the button instead of when they click it. To play a sound, select the Play Sound checkbox and then select the sound you want and click OK. Slide sounds. While linking a sound to an action item is probably the most common way to incorporate audio in a PowerPoint presentation, you can also link audio directly to a slide and even have it play across multiple slides. Remember that PowerPoint is often used for creating multimedia experiences. For example, perhaps you're running a summer camp and want your campers to go through a rite of passage or relive a historical journey, such as a midnight journey through a jungle thunderstorm. If you're trying to get creative and create an immersive experience, background music or sound effects can be a powerful way to create an atmosphere and trick the senses into forgetting where they really are. To play a song or sound file in a slide, select the Audio button in the Media group of the Insert tab, then select Audio on My PC, Audio Browser, or Audio from File on a Mac. Alternatively, you can record your own audio clip. In the File Explorer, locate the music file you want to use, and then select Insert. This will add the audio to your slide with an audio icon. Clicking on the audio icon will give you a whole new tab in the ribbon for editing your sounds. The Playback tab lets you preview your sound, as well as edit its length with the Trim Audio button and its fading in and out effect. In the Audio Options group of tools, you can set the volume of your audio, whether it plays across slides or loops, and if it plays automatically or when clicked. If you were creating some background jungle noise, you'd probably want those to play inconspicuously in the background and play across multiple slides. The Play in Background button, found in the Audio Styles group of tools, makes the audio file start automatically during a slideshow and also makes the audio play across multiple slides, so that would be useful in such a scenario. While we are trying to make our language presentation immersive, we are mindful that too much audio can be overwhelming, so we won't be adding any background audio to play across multiple slides. We can, however, cross one of our items off of our to-do list: a cartoon animation of the company logo at the beginning of the presentation, a 2-minute speech from the founder of the company, buttons on specific slides that allow the new employee to learn the slide words in Spanish. Next up, video. Video. Inserting video in a presentation follows a similar process to inserting audio, but has some obvious differences. For starters, it's easy to use audio as a background device, such as a click on a button, or music to accompany your viewers as they move through a presentation. Video, on the other hand, is so engaging that it tends to steal the show when presented. For this reason, when video is inserted, it's designed to be the focus of attention. Inserting video. We would like to insert a video of the company logo doing a spin animation at the beginning of the onboarding presentation, as well as a 2-minute speech from the company founder, our illustrious leader, Nicholas Arcady Philosophus VII, welcoming our new employees into the fold. Let's start with the video of the company logo spinning onto the screen to introduce the company, as it might in a commercial or other type of media experience. To add a video to a presentation, select the Media, Video, Video on My PC buttons in the Insert tab, or Insert, Video, Movie from File on Mac, and browse to the desired video file on your computer. Once inserted, PowerPoint provides you with all the same powerful tools you have become acquainted with when inserting images and audio in your presentations. With your video selected, two video tools tabs appear in the ribbon. Format tab. You used this tab when editing pictures. Here, too, the Format tab allows you to adjust the brightness and coloring of your movie and apply a frame or border, as well as a video shape, PC only, effects, cropping, and resizing. You can also drag the video handles to resize as well, in the same way you've already resized shapes and images. It's quite amazing to see a standard rectangular video take on an entirely new shape. Playback tab. You used this tab when editing sound. Like sound, this tab will allow you to trim your video clip, fade it in and out, and decide how and when your clip should be played. We'll add a couple of effects to our company logo movie, as well as a frame so that it sits nicely on the opening slide of our presentation. That was easy. For the 2-minute speech, we'll be using an alternative method of adding video to a slideshow and embedding a recorded clip that is hosted online. This is useful if you want to have the flexibility of updating the video clip in a presentation, even once the presentation has already been sent out to a remote recipient. To add a video clip to your presentation from an online source, select Media, Video, Online Video, or Insert, Video, Online Video on Mac. Enter the URL of a previously uploaded video clip that you are planning on using. Editing a video. Now that we have a sizable video as part of our presentation, there are a couple of tools available in the Video Tools Playback tab that deserve special mention. You can use these to edit your video as long as it's not an online video. Using bookmarks. Bookmarks are used to indicate points of interest in a video or audio clip. If you want to jump to a specific location in a video or audio file that addresses the topic at hand, you can add a bookmark to jump directly to the marked location. If you're delivering a presentation, it can look really unprofessional trying to find the right place, and it is equally boring for the viewer to sit through irrelevant material waiting for the right clip to play. That's where bookmarking comes in. To create a bookmark, select the video or audio clip, and in the audio or video controls that appear below the clip, click play. When you reach the point where you want to add a bookmark, click pause. Then click the Add Bookmark button found in the Bookmarks group of the Playback tab. This will add a small yellow circle to the video control at the current location, which you can click on to return to that exact spot in the video or audio whenever needed. To remove a bookmark, simply walk through the reverse process. Click on an existing bookmark in the video or audio control, and then click the Remove Bookmark button in the Playback tab. Trimming. Now that we're comfortable working with the video and audio playback, let's take a moment to explore trimming in more detail. The Trim button produces a pop-up in which you can alter the start and end time of your video by dragging the green and red markers to the desired location. Alternatively, if you already know the precise start or end time in your video that you would like to use in the presentation, you can enter those times manually in the appropriate input boxes. Insert captions. The last tool of the Playback tab that we'll dive into in more depth is the Insert Captions tool, PC only. A caption is generally a brief explanation accompanying an image, but in this case, captions can provide a running commentary or subtitles to make your presentation accessible to the hearing impaired or people who speak a foreign language. Clicking on the Insert Captions button allows you to browse to and import a caption file to provide the text that will overlay your movie or audio, along with timestamps that determine how long each sentence should be displayed. The closed captions are stored in a text-based file with a .vtt file name extension. Don't be confused. These captions are more like subtitles that are presented to viewers over the slideshow as it progresses. The captions we discussed earlier, which promote accessibility by providing a written description of any images in the slideshow, use the same name, but those are something totally different. The captions we are talking about here are more like closed captioning you'd see on television. While captions are not made within PowerPoint, they can greatly enhance the videos you display in your PowerPoint presentations, and there are many tools available for creating captions. A simple web search will provide you with some of the most popular options. However, you can create a closed caption file on your own using nothing more than a text pad. Since language now employs people from all over the world, and English may not be their first language, we want to include subtitles in our presentation showing the English in writing to make it easier for foreign language speakers with imperfect English to follow along and understand what is being said. Follow these steps to learn how we can create these captions for a video in our onboarding presentation. Step 1. Name the file. Notepad comes with Windows and is the tool you should use for creating our own captions. Once you have found and opened Notepad on your computer, save a file with the following file name, including the extension: founder-welcome-captions.en.vtt. A common practice is to include a two-letter language code such as EN for English or ES for Spanish. The file name extension must be .vtt. Step 2. Save the file. Since VTT is its own unique file type, we need to include some extra steps to save our captions in the required file type. In the Save As dialog box in Notepad, when you enter the file name, enclose the entire name in quotation marks. In the Save As Type box, select All Files. In the Encoding box, select UTF-8. This option ensures that any complex characters, such as international characters, will be displayed accurately on the screen. Step 3. Add content to the file. The first line must say, simply, WebVTT. Subsequent entries in the file are called queues, and they consist of a time marker, beginning time and end time, separated by an arrow. Each time marker is designated in this format: text that should appear on the screen during that segment of time. Limit yourself to a maximum of 3 lines of text to ensure all the words fit on the screen. Step 4. Turn on subtitles. In order to have your subtitles displayed in your presentation, select the Subtitle button with the yellow box icon, and then select the option for English subtitles. PowerPoint Online. The features covered in this unit on the multimedia tools in PowerPoint are some of the most powerful and sophisticated that the software offers. It's no surprise that many of them are either severely scaled back or completely absent from PowerPoint Online, which is a lightweight version of PowerPoint compared to that of the PC. It's not possible to add audio in PowerPoint Online. It is possible to insert a video that is hosted on the web, but not a local video. Any video that has been imported cannot be edited, bookmarked, trimmed, captioned, or formatted from within PowerPoint Online. That concludes our revamping of the onboarding presentation. It's now designed for employees to go through it themselves and still imbibe the company culture without being trained by one of Language's core team members. The increasing shift in the business world from synchronous or in-person training to asynchronous or self-guided training is an outcome of the enhanced capabilities of technology to train effectively. How else might technology change the way we make presentations? Let's take a glimpse into the future and make an educated guess as to where things may be headed. The future of presenting. Fast forward. It's the mid-21st century, and language has evolved from a game for learning languages into a platform for programming intelligent robots. The Language core team has proven remarkably stable, with a few of the initial members still hanging around, and believe it or not, they still have to make onboarding presentations to new staff. Back in the 2020s, updating the onboarding presentation meant adding some video and sound effects to make the course more asynchronous and more engaging. But what does updating a presentation mean now? Augmented and virtual reality. It's likely that the future of presentation is to be found in augmented reality. Augmented reality does just that. By using special glasses, graphic representations are used to augment or add to reality. For example, a user of augmented reality may be able to visualize how a piece of furniture will look in their home before actually purchasing it. When it comes to presentations, augmented reality, or AR for short, can enable presentations to include 3D models that can be jointly discussed and explored as projections in the real world. Virtual reality, VR, is a close relative of AR, and the two seem destined to grow together. VR brings users into a closed and entirely artificial alternative world in which it will be possible to make presentations without the limits of space. Imagine an onboarding activity for new staff taking place literally in a sample living room of a language customer, where the new employees can watch the entire customer product interaction and even potentially interact with it. By 2025, AR and VR are projected to be a $767 billion market, and it is the use of these technologies in the education and training sector that is predicted to be the biggest contributor to the sector's growth, with a rise of 76.4% in use. The PowerPoint of the future could very well be about designing a presentation for a 3D rather than a 2D environment. Machine learning and artificial intelligence. Earlier, we learned about creating captioning for a video, but did you know that PowerPoint has even more sophisticated captioning features that utilize machine learning to facilitate live translation of a presentation from one language to another? That sounds like a feature language might be able to take advantage of. Machine learning is the ability of a piece of software to learn by itself through application of algorithms and new data, resulting in artificial intelligence, or apparently intelligent thought by an artificial system that is not actually alive. Speech recognition is a sample application of machine learning, where software listens to hundreds of hours of transcribed audio, refining its ability to recognize the words being spoken in real time. In the last few years, the accuracy has improved dramatically, and Microsoft PowerPoint already utilizes Microsoft's speech recognition technologies to convert a presenter's words into text as they speak, before then translating that text into another language. In a press release announcing the new technology, Microsoft touted the artificial intelligence-driven feature. We are announcing a new AI-powered feature in PowerPoint that provides captions and subtitles for presentations in real time, Microsoft said of the new feature in a blog post. Now, anyone can present in one language and have direct transcriptions appear immediately on screen, either in the same language or in a different one. Live captioning. In addition to adding captions to a video, PowerPoint has an advanced tool that allows you to create captions for your entire presentation in a desired language. This allows you to translate your presentation for an audience who speak a different language than you. This tool is called Microsoft Translator and can be used by opening your desired PowerPoint presentation and selecting Start Subtitles from the Slideshow tab. Note, Microsoft Translator is only available in PowerPoint 365. From the drop-down bars, select the language you will be speaking in and the desired language to display in subtitles. PowerPoint will use Microsoft's speech recognition tools to identify what you say in real time, then separate translation technology to convert it into the desired language, and then display this translation on the screen as you speak. In addition, a new slide will be inserted before your first slide that will display a QR code and instructions in the language you selected. What technologies will machine learning and artificial intelligence bring us by mid-century? And how will these impact the nature of making a presentation? It's hard to predict the future, but we can already see a number of new technologies developing utilizing these advances. At the University of Tokyo, Professor Toshihiko Yamasaki has developed a machine learning system that analyzes a presentation, providing feedback by scoring the presentation. This AI system used existing ratings of videos on TED.com to refine its analysis of a good presentation, and can now provide the feedback presenters need to improve their presentations. In fact, Yamasaki hopes the system will ultimately be able to give a speaker real-time insights on how they sound as they are presenting, so that they can make changes on the spot. Yet another application of AI that is being developed by a number of companies in the United States and around the world can actually generate your presentation for you, or at least aid in its creation. Products like Zuru from Haiku Deck and SlideBot both take an existing PowerPoint file, use AI to pull out key messages, and then populate the slides with images they search for based on slide keywords, automatically applying design rules and formatting as they go. If you thought being a designer was the one job that would be needed, no matter how sophisticated robots get, think again. At least for these companies, software is already able to fill the role of a designer in preparing a presentation. In the last few years, PowerPoint released a PowerPoint Designer feature that improves slides for Office 365 subscribers by automatically generating design ideas to choose from. So the process has already begun. Where will it end? Will PowerPoint one day scan your emails and chat messages and put together a complete presentation for you? That seems far-fetched, but it's clear that machine learning and artificial intelligence will continue to transform the way we make presentations. Knowledge check. Test your knowledge of new information by answering these questions, and then review the feedback. Question 1. What is the correct order for the listed states of product design and development? Option 1. Wireframe, mock-up, prototype, final product. Wireframes are the initial design document. Mock-ups are static visuals representing a product. Prototypes introduce interactivity. And of course, the final product comes last. Option 2. Prototype, mock-up, wireframe, final product. You've got the order a bit backwards. Review what is included in each stage and try again. Option 3. Mock-up, wireframe, prototype, final product. You've got two stages out of order. Think about what content each stage represents. Option 4. Wireframe, prototype, mock-up, final product. You've got two stages out of order. Think about what content each stage represents. Question 2. Which emerging technology creates a closed, simulated 3D environment for a user to interact in? Option 1. Augmented reality. Augmented reality relies on creating an overlay of a real-world environment, not a simulated environment. Option 2. Virtual reality. Virtual reality relies on goggles to create an entirely artificial alternative world. Option 3. Machine learning. Machine learning is about software learning things itself, not about a human user's experience. Option 4. Artificial intelligence. AI refers to apparently intelligent thought by an artificial system that is not actually alive, not a human user's experience. Question 3. Applications like Zuru from Haiku Deck and SlideBot both take an existing PowerPoint file, pull out key messages, and automatically populate the slides with images they search for based on slide keywords, automatically applying design rules and formatting as they go. What key piece of emerging technology are these programs relying on? Option 1, artificial intelligence. The software is mimicking human intelligence, so it is an example of AI. Option 2, machine learning. If the software was analyzing the presentations and learning to make better choices over time, it would represent this technology, but there's a better answer. Option 3, hotspots. Hotspots refer to a distinct PowerPoint feature and aren't really related to emerging technology. Option 4, cloud computing. Cloud computing is an important emerging technology, but it's not related to this software or this unit. Give it another guess. Conclusion. Returning to the here and now for the moment, PowerPoint provides powerful tools for creating multimedia presentations. Whether you just need multimedia to spruce up an existing presentation with audio and video content, or would like to make your presentation more accessible using the latest AI technologies to generate subtitles in real time, PowerPoint continues to evolve, allowing users to create immersive presentations.